Le'ilu nishmas ravklenim skamish ben Rabbi Melech. Erevin perk beis mishnah aleph. Oisin pasin leberos. Arba diumdim nirin kishmona. Person can make pasin leberos. Pasin are boards. There was a certain kula. As the mishnayos are going along, we seem to be seeing more kulas and we're getting more makel. And this is the biggest kula we've seen so far, that for people that would go to be oil leregel, so their animals would need to drink along the way. So even while they were going in Rosh Hashanah, in order to separate an area that the animals should be able to drink from the well and wouldn't need to be standing in Rosh Hashanah, what they would do is they would make mechitzas where the mechitzas were just corners and the corners had boards and the boards were like two boards connected at a right angle, at a 90 degree angle, two, three tfachim boards. And it's called diyumdin. It's a play on words. Diyo in Greek is shnayim, is two, and umdin, no, boards, amud. So it's two boards, that's what diyumdin means. So they would make these pasin, these boards, four of them, nirim kishmona. So the four boards, but they appeared as eight. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer shmona nirim kishnei masar. Rabbi Meir says, no, there were eight, and they look like 16. Rabbi Meir held that not only did they have it on the corners, but they also had it in the space on the sides. There should be a picture below for both of these. What we mean by the space is that they wouldn't have a double right angle type of pasin on the sides. They would just have a flat board on the side because the nekud of this machlekes is any area. If you have a space between these boards, if it's less than 10 amos, everybody's makel with that. If it's more than 10 amos, between 10 and 13 and a little bit, that's where you're going to have this machlokes in this mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda, who's mekel and says it's still okay. Rabbi Meir says, no, you have to fill it in. You have to always make sure that there's less than 10 amos of space. And some of Farshim learn, how is this possible? Don't you need a mechitza in order to be considered Shusa Yachid? So they say that midiraisa, when you have distinct corner mechitza set up like this, even if you have a lot of space between it, it's still considered a Rishus HaYachid, as long as you have very clear, demarcated corner mechitzas. Arba diyumdin ve'arba pshutim. This is a Rabbi Meir. This is just a continuation. Rabbi Meir held that there are four corners that are two-edged, ve'arba pshutim, and then four straight ones. Goyven asar tfachin. Now this everybody held. The height of these boards would have to be 10 tfachim, because anything less than 10 tfachim is not considered a mechitza. Ve'rochban shishban, the width of it is 6 tfachim, ve'ovin kolshu, but the thickness of the boards is any amount. But the width has to be 6 tfachim. We're for sure speaking about the corner boards that had 3 tfachim on each side. It's a shaila if we're also speaking to Reb Meir, the middle board as well. So some of Farshim say we're talking about that too. Some say we're not. Uvenehen kmlosh te revakos shol sholosh sholosh bakar de Reb Meir. So Meir said that between all the boards, govan asara tfachim, v'roich ben shisha, uvenehen kmlosh te revakos shol sholosh sholosh bakar de Reb Meir. Meir said that these deemed in all of them, there has to be no more space between them than the amount to fit two herds of cattle of three cows that are next to each other. Each cow is 1 2/3 amos. So if you have two sets of three, that's 6 times 1 2/3. That's 6 times 1.66. And you would get exactly 10 amos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's the space. And the Mefarshim explain, Rabbeinu Yonasan, that it was set up this way because they wanted to have enough space that the cows should be able to drink from the water and not knock down these diyumdin. Rabbi Yehuda omer shel arba arba. Rabbi Yehuda says the space is a little bigger, like we just have seen, that it would have to allow, or that it could allow, two sets of four cows. And if you do the math, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out to 13 1/3 amos, because now you'll have 8 times 1.66. Kishuros v'loy mutaros. However, this space, when we try to figure out how wide the area is, the cows are tied together. That's how we figure it out. Achas nechneses v'achas yotzes. One herd would be going in and one herd would be going out, which makes more sense. They're not going to have two herds go in, but it's very possible that as one is coming out, one is going in. And that space of, according to Rabbi Meir, two sets of three, or according to Behuda, two sets of four cows, the cows were tied up. So therefore, because they're tied up, the space is going to be exact and smaller. But there is a certain way that we're relaxing the calculation and the fact that one is going in and one is going out, because when they're going in two different directions, they're going to need a little bit more space. It's not going to be exact in that way. But when it comes to calculating is exactly how many amos as far as the cows, And the herds, we do it bitzumtzumus. We do it exact, but we also give a little bit extra. I believe some say we're referring to the two different types of amas that they used with calculations. Sometimes they were machmir, and sometimes they were mekel, depending on the situation in the chumrah. So here, in this sense, the fact that one was going in and out needed a little more space, they were mekel.